In CI News this week, the Christian Institute presses the Scottish Government to review the impact of its controversial smacking ban. NHS Wales Gender Clinic comes under scrutiny over the volume of its referrals for sex swap operations. And one of the world's youngest preemies is out of hospital and home with her family. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 28th of August. I'm Nathan Wallace. The Institute has told the Scottish Government that an impact assessment of Scotland's smacking ban is long overdue. Writing to the Family Law Unit, Deputy Director Simon Calvert pointed out that new laws are normally scrutinised 3 to 5 years after enactment, but the legislation criminalising parents who smack their children came into force almost 6 years ago and no review has taken place. Scottish Government evidence from stakeholder focus groups obtained by the Institute through Freedom of Information requests revealed three areas of concern. That government support was inadequate, that the instigation of criminal inquiries into parents took precedence over welfare and protection, and that resources have been stretched in order to meet the demands of the Act. NHS Wales has expressed concern over the rate at which the Welsh Gender Service is referring adults for irreversible sex swap surgery. In a paper on patient safety, it announced that it is closely monitoring the situation, given the disproportionately higher numbers being referred by the Gender Service for masculinising and/or feminising surgery compared to other UK nations. In April, it was revealed that 4,900 gender-confused adults were referred for so-called trans-affirming operations in the UK in 2024 and 2025. Although the population of Wales makes up less than 5% of the UK population, 17% of all referrals came from the Welsh Gender Clinic. Investigative journalist Nick Wallace called for action. A growing cohort of people are living with the scars made by gender surgeons, desperately trying to warn anyone who will listen that affirmative care is a form of medical malpractice. When the growing number of people who feel they have been ruined by gender surgery begin to find their voices, we'll see more legal claims against the NHS and the individual doctors responsible. Only then will the true horrors of this industry be exposed. A former prostitute has told how selling herself for sex led to a lifetime of consequences, including crippling anxiety, depression, and alcoholism. Sarah Simons, who gained notoriety for her alleged affairs with celebrities and even wrote a book on committing adultery, now hopes her cautionary tale of life as an escort will stop naive young women from being lured down the same path. For decades, Simons was involved in prostitution, all the while convincing herself she was in charge. The reality, however, was that it left her feeling dehumanised and lost. Looking back, she wishes she could have seen the long-term damage on so many levels. But, she added, after being treated as a commodity, I saw it as the norm. I hope young women can read my story and realise that a lot of what they mistake for happiness, including money and glamour, is just an illusion. And finally, a baby believed to be Australia's youngest preemie to survive has been discharged from hospital and is now home with her family. Mum Anne Rose confessed that when little Macarita Miracle was born at 21 weeks and 3 days, weighing just 351 grams, she took one look at her and thought, there's no way she's gonna make it. Dad Missy recalled she was only hand size, like our palm. But shortly before Macarita left for home at 5 months old, staff in Logan Hospital, Queensland announced she was growing stronger with every feed, cuddle and milestone. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.